The feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary causes more confusion in the minds of Catholics than I think any other feast during the year. The confusion has to do with whose Immaculate Conception we are actually celebrating. It's nearly Christmas, the birthday of Jesus. So some think it's the Immaculate Conception of Jesus. And in the Gospel, we just heard the angel Gabriel announce to Mary, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." So one could logically assume that according to Luke's story of the Annunciation, today's celebration is commemorating the sinless conception of Jesus in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's not. The proper date for Jesus' conception is March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation, 9 months before December 25th. The birth of Jesus, exactly as it should be. The feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary refers to Mary's conception. It is St. Anne's conception of Mary, not Mary's conception of Jesus, that we recognize and remember and honor today. Mary was conceived without sin so that she could be the spotless, unblemished vessel for the Son of God, Theotokos in Greek. The God-bearer. For centuries, the faithful held Mary as being totally sinless from the start of her life. But it wasn't until 1854 the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception was formally defined by Pope Pius IX. 4 years later, just 4 short years later, in 1858, Bernadette Soubirous, a 14-year-old girl living near Lourdes in the mountains of southern France, experience visions of a young woman dressed in white and holding a rosary. And during one of those apparitions, Bernadette asked this vision, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette was a totally uneducated girl, had no idea what it meant, Immaculate Conception, but it confirmed the truth defined 4 years earlier by the Church. With the question of whose conception we are celebrating today clear, I'd like to bring our attention to one little five-word statement in the Gospel. The angel Gabriel says these 5 words in greetings to Mary: "The Lord is with you." These 5 words give us a clear clue that even before Jesus was with Mary in her womb, the Lord had been with Mary from the very moment of her conception. So much so, Gabriel declared that she was full of grace. If there's a familiar ring to those 5 words, "The Lord is with you," it's because we use those same words 4 times during the celebration of the Eucharist. At the initial greeting, at the beginning of Mass, before the proclamation of the Gospel, at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer, and right before the final blessing. By the presider says what the angel Gabriel says to Mary: "The Lord is or will be with you." We can easily lose or ignore these 5 simple words in the whirl of the many words we hear, say, and sing during the course of the Mass. But we should know that they announce an important thing, that there's something special about us. Unlike Mary, we were not conceived immaculately, but we became immaculate in our baptism. The same is true when we receive our absolution of sins in the sacrament of penance. Cleansed of sins, our souls are free to receive the Lord to the full, just like Mary. The Lord gave to Mary the fullness of grace to match her singularly unique mission, to be the Mother of God. God also gives us the measure of grace we need to fulfill the mission that he gives to us. Mary's life shows what is possible when God works in his people and his people respond. In a time marked by impurity and sins of all kinds, this generation, we are reminded by the life of Mary that purity and holiness are godlike and they're possible. And just as every mother wants her children to inherit or acquire all her good qualities, our Immaculate and Heavenly Mother wants us to be holy and pure like her. Her mission will not be complete until she has brought all of us to to her son Jesus. So on this feast, so perfectly placed in the season of Advent, we marvel at the work God did in this woman, Mary. And as we continue our preparations for the coming of Jesus, may you confidently know that the Lord is with you.